Let's start out with something positive. The Clinton County Fairgrounds, which will not be open for the fair this year, has decided to utilize its facilities for drive-in theater. Many of us remember those venues in which we had fun as children and even more fun later on. I'm pleased that they are demonstrating their creativity, flexibility, and a desire to make people happy. The first night was a resounding success, as reported by the local media. I'm hoping to get out soon to see a movie for some fun in a difficult environment. In the world of science, a mysterious crocodile that appears to have walked on two legs has been found in prehistoric fossils. The significance of this find is, of course, difficult to evaluate, but it remains interesting to me that there is a continual process of discovering or rediscovering remains of ancient animals in varied parts of the world. We continue to hear about the ever-increasing spiking of COVID-19 cases in the United States, which appears directly related to the reopening of the economy. My belief is it is not the reopening of the economy, but rather the failure of the population to wear masks, social distance, and hand wash. These are inconveniences, but with hospitalizations climbing, which is the most dangerous of all of the outcomes, since this truly puts lives at risk as there is limited capacity to care for people with COVID-19. The governors of the states with dramatically increasing cases and hospitalizations, Florida, Texas, and Arizona, are pushing forward with reopening, not even bothering to make the use of masks and social distancing a priority. All buds of POTUS. Former Secretary of State and retired General Colin Powell indicated he is voting for Mr. Biden and not Mr. Trump. Senator Romney indicating he is voting no on Trump, but won't say for whom he is voting, while Senator Murkowski and President Bush number two are thinking about it. Note, they are all Republicans. Lindsey Graham is portrayed in a new Republican commercial praising Biden and slamming Trump in 2016. The clips shown in the advertisement are all from the first campaign when Senator Graham was a vocal critic of Mr. Trump. Now he is nothing more than a sycophant for Mr. Trump. An opinion piece in Bloomberg Opinions by Stephen Roach predicts the fall of the dollar, which he acknowledges has been much criticized by other economists. His analysis starts with the statement that those who disagree with him rely on the Tina defense. There is no alternative. He focuses heavily on REER, real effective exchange rate, calculated monthly by the Bank for International Settlements. The bank assigns a measure of impact to each country, the most significant of which is China, 23%, the euro 17%, Mexico 13%, and Canada 12%. These countries make up 65% of our trade. Clearly, his analysis is based upon the strengthening of one or more of these currencies, but in particular, the euro and the Chinese currency. One of the ironic twists to this scenario is if there is a strengthening of the Chinese currency, which is something many in the U.S. have sought because it would increase the cost of Chinese exports to the U.S., has a potential to generate a good result for the U.S. economy. Whether this is outweighed by the weakening of the U.S. dollar is a more complex analysis. John Bolton's book is causing a greater storm than Mary Trump's tell-all. There are numerous anecdotes that have been reported. One is a quote from Secretary Pompeo about POTUS's North Korean diplomacy, declaring it had zero probability of success. Anyone paying attention knows that, except POTUS. Canadian aluminum is in the news as POTUS is being pushed by the U.S. aluminum industry to restrict Canadian exports to the U.S. The timing is curious since the USMCA goes into effect next month, and this action would likely violate it. Coordinated trade policy is not the hallmark of this administration. The president issued an executive order this week in response to protesters' demand for action to be taken to change the way in which the police interact with minority communities. Unfortunately, the order panders to those who support him and, in fact, does not provide guidance nor direction to resolve the issues. It is clear the president does not want to move the ball forward. The vast majority of Americans recognize that this is a complex problem that needs to be dealt with at multiple levels, so that we are addressing the root causes, and thus focusing on the police alone will not change lives, much less save them. Unfortunately, our Congresswoman stands with the president, as usual, and offers no substantive solutions. A little musing to wind up our visit. Congresswoman Stefanik takes a sharp right turn about a year and a half ago. Mike Pence is a dud. POTUS needs a woman on his ticket. Elise travels to Tulsa. Tulsa is a dud. POTUS needs to shake up the campaign. Poof, Elise inserted onto the ticket. You never know.